turn to Hebrews chapter 13. Get Hebrews chapter 13 in one hand and finding my water in the other. Get Hebrews 13 in one hand and Hebrews 1:10 in the other hand. And in your other hand, John 17:5. All right. Hebrews, I want to look at some Bible truth this morning concerning the church and concerning a God who never changes, an eternal God who never changes, an eternal Savior, Jesus Christ, who liveth forever to make intercession for the saints. I want to talk about an eternal Holy Spirit of God. David said, if I make my bed in hell, said, thy spirit is there, you're there with me. If I'm in heaven, thou art there with me. Bible says where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am in the midst. In Hebrews 13 and verse 8, the Bible says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the good music, Lord, the good singers that you put in this church, Lord. Let them praise and glorify your name, Father, and edify the body of Christ, Lord, and help us to have a service that's pleasing to you, to lift up high and lofty the great precious Savior, the great God, Lord, and we'll thank you for all you've done for us through the years, Lord, and all you're going to continue to do. Bless each house that is represented here this morning, each one who has made the choice to come and to the assembling of ourselves together in one place and one name, the name that's above every name, Jesus Christ. Hold me up by the power of your might and put down any high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God this morning. And we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. In Hebrews 1:10, the Bible says, thou, Lord, and thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they shall wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Our Lord over in John 17 was praying to his heavenly Father that high priestly prayer. And then said in John 17:5, he said, and now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. He was from everlasting to everlasting. Psalms 41:13, the Bible says, blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. God is eternal. God never changes. Jesus Christ is God, the eternal Son, and he never changes. God's holy word is eternal. It's settled forever in heaven, and it never changes. He always was, and he always will be. His word always was, and his word always will be. He's here with us today, and as we gather together in his name, that Holy Spirit of God has filled this place with his power and with his might, and he'll touch your hearts if you allow him to touch your heart and open your hearts to the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We preach Christ crucified. Christ, who died for our sins according to the scriptures and was buried and rose again the third day. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. In Malachi 3:6, the Bible says, for I am the Lord, I change not. Hey, God still loves the same things today that he loved with that early church in Jerusalem. God still loves the same things that he always has. He still likes the same things he always liked. He still enjoys the same things he always enjoyed. In Proverbs 8:17, Lord said, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. In John 14:21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. So the Lord said, you love me, I'll love you. In fact, the Bible says that God loved us first. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that God loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. The Bible says that God is still commending his love toward the world. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And God commended that love toward us. The Bible says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God loves the sinner. He loves the sinner in that he died for the sinner, and that he makes salvation available to every lost sinner. He says, whosoever will, let him come. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And whosoever heareth, come. And he that is athirst, let him come and drink the water of life freely. It says, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hand. God loves righteousness. He loves judgment and justice, and he loves mercy. That's what our God loves. He always has loved those things, because that's who he is. That's his very holy character. The unchanging God loves the Son, and he loves those who by faith have come to his precious Son. God, if you've trusted Christ this morning, God loves you in a very special way. He loved his Son, and he loves you for Jesus' sake. I got on the phone the other night with one of my cousins who's in the hospital. After I was told he's in the hospital, he's got some procedures going on, and boy, he was ready. We went through salvation, went down that Romans road, and he had a voice, he could barely talk, and he called out for Jesus Christ to save him. He knew he was a sinner. He was sorry for his sins, and he reached out by faith and asked Jesus Christ to save him. He told the Lord that he received him as his personal Savior, and he prayed it all for Jesus' sake, in Jesus' name. And that's what we do. We have an unchanging God that loves his Son and loves those who by faith have come to him. I love them that love me, is what he said. He loves us for Jesus' sake. All right, do we love him back? God changes, but guess what? God never changes. Let me rephrase that. But we do change. We've changed over the years as a church. If the early church saw some of the services going on today, man, they'd roll over in their graves. My. Do you love God back? Do you love the same things that God loves this morning? Now, God may or may not love the Reds or the Bengals. Deer hunting. I don't know if God loves deer hunting. He might. He told Peter, rise up, Peter, slay and eat. So, who knows? Getting kind of quiet in here. Now, one thing he does talk about, he talks about wrestling back there in Genesis 32, where Jacob wrestled with the angel and prevailed. Yes. And I'm not reaching this crowd at all, Brother Phil. My wife heard that. Hey, if we're to be Christ-like, hey, that's the verse Joyce claims where the wrestling's going on. But never mind. If we're to be Christ-like, we should love the same things God loves. Don't that make sense? Hey, if God's for it, I'm for it. If God's against it, you should be against it. It's not happening that way in the churches today, and a lot of the churches. God's will toward us and for us is the same today as it was on Mount Calvary 2,000 years ago. Repent and believe the gospel. Repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. God's will for his people the same that it was in that early church. Proverbs 22:28 says, remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. Oh, but the churches have strayed. Not only does God's love not change, but there has always been some things that God hates. Now, preacher, there you go being negative. I'm just telling you what the Bible says, and the Bible says there are some things that God hates. I'll use that strong word. And he hates the same things today that he always hated. Proverbs 6:16 says, these six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination to him, unto him. A proud look. and a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that are swift and running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, watch it, and he that soweth discord among brethren. God hates those things. Do you hate those things? God does. Shouldn't his church hate the same things that God does? Proverbs 18:13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way and the forward mouth do I hate. My. You know what God, I remember reading about Moses. Why would God choose Moses? He had a speech impediment. I couldn't figure out why in the world God chose Moses to lead that whole nation of Israel out of Egypt. Why'd God choose him? Then I saw a verse that says, for Moses was the meekest man on the face of the earth. You know why God hasn't chosen some of you folks for some things? Because you're not meek. Because of pride and arrogance. God takes a man that thinks that he can and builds him up like he can really be something. And God has to break that man before he'll ever use him. I remember Brother Woods telling me years ago before I was called to preach, he said, Brother Tom, God has to break a man before he can use him. I believe that. I'll tell that story at another time. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Zechariah 8:17, and let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor. And love no false oath. For all these are things that I hate, saith the Lord. My, God hates those things. Can you imagine what God's think about the so-called journalism today? It's nothing but spin and lies and false witnessing. It's crazy, and God says he hates that stuff. Well, preacher, I thought God is love. God is love. Why are you talking about this hate thing? Well, God is love. He loved you enough to die for you. What kind of love is that? Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. He also loved us enough to instruct us in righteousness. He wants to bring you along. He wants you to be Christ-like. Deuteronomy 33, I love this passage. God dealing with the children of Israel, it says in Deuteronomy 33:2 that from his right hand there went a fiery law for them. He laid down the law to Israel, and the next verse says this, yea, he loved the people. You know why he gave him a fiery law? Because he loved them. That's why these preachers sometimes will skin your hide, because God puts it on their heart because he loves you. He wants you to get it together. He wants you to come to him. He wants you to draw closer to him. He wants you to forsake your wicked ways and your sinful habits and your worldly habits. He gave them a fiery law. Yea, he loved the people. Proverbs 3:12, for whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. That's love. Revelation 3:19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. That should be the daily thing of a Christian. When this body of flesh and it's weak through the flesh, when it sins, the Bible says God knoweth our frame, remembers our dust. He tells us to confess our sins, to judge it for what it is, and confess it, repent, and move on. And he cleanses us from all unrighteousness. That's a Christian walk. But listen, God is eternal. His love is eternal. There are things that God loves, and there are some things that God hates. And we are taught about the unchanging, eternal God through an unchanging, eternal Word of God. My. Psalms 119:89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Job said, I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. My. Have we strayed from that? You know, when the church began leaving the Word of God for the version of the week, we also began to destroy the ancient landmarks. around 1880, folks, they started printing out these new Bible versions, and they started, got there for a time as one version after another one, and they all had copyrights. There's a dollar involved. In order to get a copyright so you can make money, there had to be, according to federal law, copyright law, there had to be significant changes. So they would go to those lexicons, they'd go to the thesaurus, they'd try to come up with something that they could get away with that would be a significant change. Hey, God's word does not change. That's when the church started going downhill. A man's culture began to change as we began to leave the unchanging commandments of an unchanging God with an unchanging Bible. Holy Bible. A fellow told the great evangelist Vance Hartke one night after service. He said, "Well, brother Hartke, you're not quite as good as you used to be." Brother Hartke said, "No, and I never was." James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lives. Watch it, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. You can't mess with that word of God. You can't try to change it to fit what you think it ought to be. You can't make it, try to change it to fit the culture, the times, to fit what your grandpa or your grandma might have taught you that might or not have been scriptural. Everything is weighed and put against the perfect standard of God's holy word. That's where his will is declared to us through the preaching and teaching of his holy word. The Bible says, "Seek ye out of the book and read." Study the scriptures to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Oh my, Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. I remember Brother Doyle, my old friend Brother Doyle. He used to tell a story about the couple riding down the road in her pickup truck. They've been married for many years, and the woman said, she's got her arm hanging out at that passenger window, and she said, "Honey, you remember back 20 years ago when we first got married?" Said, "I was snuggled up and sat right next to you in this pickup truck." And the husband looked at her, yeah, and said, "Yeah, honey, and I haven't moved." You know what? God hasn't moved. But you know what? We've slid toward that window. God hasn't moved. He's in the same place he was the day you got saved. He's in the same place he was when his precious, lovely son shed his precious blood for you with a promise of eternal life to whosoever will. Let him come. Hey, God hasn't moved. But I wonder how far across that seed have you moved from the Lord since the day you got saved? Remember the day you got saved? You loved the Lord and you wanted to be close to him. Just like the moment the day you got married, you loved your wife. You wanted to be close to her. But somewhere along the line, one of you has moved probably. Do you love the same things that the Lord loves? Have you learn to hate sin and wickedness and what God calls abomination? You know, the Bible says as Christians that we are to be conformed to his image. We're to be like him, whom God did foreknow, he did also predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. Do we want to be like him? Some of us want to be like him. Others think, well, I think that's going a little too far. Is that right? Psalm 17:15. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. Would you be satisfied this morning with his likeness? My, my, my. Hey, a lot of churches hate the old time religion. We've got to modernize it. We've got to make the church modern. Brother Phil, why don't we come up with a contemporary service about 2 o'clock in the afternoon? We could do a contemporary service. We could come up with all kinds of things to get away from the old time religion, the old paths, the old landmarks. God hasn't changed. God still loves the church to be what he originally intended it to be. The Bible says the last days, and we're surely we're there, said there'd be a great falling away, and that's talking about the church, apostasy. The church falling away from the precepts and the commandments of God and the Holy Spirit of God. You even say Holy Spirit in a lot of Baptist churches today. Folks will look at each other. What's he talking about? My. I remember Denver Gay, the old judge over at Ripley County. He's been dead for many years. I used to work for him. And he told me, I was witness to him one day. And he said, well, Tom, said, I belong to the largest church in the world. I said, what's that, Denver? He said, old regular hypocrites. Then he laughed about it. The world gets more churchy, and the church gets more worldly. Jeremiah 6:16, the prophet said, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and seek, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Hey, the old-time Baptists used to fight against modernism and formalism. They didn't like that contemporary junk that's being put out. They wanted old-fashioned Holy Ghost preaching. Wanted folks to jump up and testify if they had a heart and their mind to do it. They wanted folks to shout if God put it on their heart to shout. And they wanted lives to be changed. They wanted that gospel to knock the whiskers off a drunkard's face and to send a harlot back to her husband to make a home. Brother Phil Gabbard started preaching about 43 years ago. You've seen some changes, haven't you, Brother Phil? And not toward the better. The Bible says that evil men and seducers in the last day shall wax worse and worse. That includes the church. We become that lukewarm, neither hot nor cold church that God said just makes him sick. I don't want us to be that church. The old time churches took a stand against sin and cried out against things that God called abomination. The singing was loud, and from the heart the altars were tear stained. And in front of that altar, it was worn from use. Hard pews and soft hearts. Preachers instead of speakers. Spirit-filled Christians intent on pleasing God and bringing God glory. Bringing the house down with the glory of God. Hey, if today's preacher were preaching in the early church, if we had today's modern preacher preaching that early church, Eutychus would have never fell out of the attic. Because everybody would have gone home after about the first hour. You remember that story? Paul was preaching to up after midnight, preaching long and preaching. So now, preacher, you're meddling. We become so soft in our approach to the God that loved us enough to die for us. Hey, his word hasn't changed. His saving grace is not diminished. The blood of Jesus Christ still saves. God is still pleading for lost sinners to come to him. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hey, folks, God has not changed. He isn't going to change. How about you? How far across that seat from the one you loved have you gotten away from where God wants you to be and where you know God wants you to be? A fellow said, yeah, but preacher, time changes. No, it don't. You're the one. We're the ones that change. God don't change. Fella says, well, everybody finds a reason to find a church where he can just feel comfy. Never have a preacher call out their sin and that wicked habit they've been hanging on to for years. Well, the church has become apostate, and much of the church has fallen away. I heard the other day, somebody put on Facebook that there's a Baptist church in Ohio that ordained a transgender to pastor the church. What's that? That's wickedness, that's abomination, and God ain't in it. You do with that what you want to. We've got limp-wristed churches because we have limp-wristed Christians who call limp-wristed preachers. Man up. We as a church, the Bible says, quit yourself like men. Do things God's way. The old-time way. Remember the ancient landmarks. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Need to get back to some of that old-time religion. Remember the old paths, the good ways. Wherein is righteousness? This is the first Sunday that I've started my 21st year at this church. First preached here on September 19th, 1999. There were just a handful then, Bud and Selma King, Jeannie and Charlie Lukey, Bob Griffin, Ted and Mabel Nelson. We didn't have too many. Mavis Eddington lived over here on the lake. Herschel Bird and Patty. Didn't have too many. They said in that little block building, Herschel said sometimes they'd have to take up 3 offerings before they could pay the electric bill. I hope the church today still has that same heart and that same spirit, that same love for the Lord that early church that we had over there had then. God loves you this morning. I'm done. If everyone stand up. Listen, if you're here today and you've never trusted Christ, you need to do that. Paul said, I fear lest any corrupt you from the simplicity that is in Christ. You want to know how to get saved? The Bible says repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. You give it up to God. You say, God, I know I'm a sinner because the Bible says you are. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Do you agree with God? The Bible says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? Then you go to Christ. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. You don't earn a gift. If you could earn it, it wouldn't be a gift. The Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You got God's word on it. But God commendeth his love toward us. That means it's in your direction. It's available to you. And the while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That verse means that God will accept you for salvation just exactly like you are. I don't care what kind of baggage you've got. I had baggage. Every sinner that comes to Christ has baggage. He won't refuse you. Why would he refuse you after what he did on the cross? Whosoever will, let him come. The altar's open this morning.